Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, rector at St. John Chrysostom Anglican Church, the Anglican Internet Church in Richmond, Virginia, and welcome to part two of episode four, the second of eight mini-homilies presented each year on Good Friday. For those who did not hear episode four, part one, this is an abbreviated version of the second mini-homily in our presentation, In the Cross of Christ, Thy Glory, which we read each year on Good Friday. The entire service is based upon a 1946 booklet produced by the Bishop of Lexington, Kentucky, and expanded by us with prayers from the Eastern tradition and augmented with music from the venerable 1940 hymnal, reset to more singable tunes as used in the St. Chrysostom hymnal. I open this mini-homily on the first four prayers commemorating the crucifixion at the sixth hour. O holy Jesus, who of thine infinite goodness didst accept the conversion of a sinner on the cross, open thine eyes of mercy upon each of us when we, in our last hour, turn to thee for pardon and forgiveness. Renew in us whatsoever hath been decayed by the fraud and malice of the devil, by our own carnal will and frailness. Consider our contribution, accept our repentance, and forasmuch as we put our full trust only in thy mercy, impute not unto us our former sins, but strengthen us with thy blessed Spirit, and when thou art pleased to take us hence, take us into thy favor. This we beg through thy merits, O Lord, our Savior and our Redeemer. Amen. The second word from the cross is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 23, verse 43. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. These words were said just before sixth hour or noon on that terrible day. They signify that it was not a man of earthly righteous habits that was the first to be forgiven by Christ from the cross, but the criminal, the robber who hung on Jesus' right. The man's name remains unknown even in ancient church tradition. Yet Jesus offered this man forgiveness. Therefore, it was this man, a repentant sinner, who first received the unmerited grace of God and who was offered a share of the rest which God had promised since Abraham. This unknown sinner's words have echoed down the ages in the ancient prayer of the penitent, said for the first time on the cross, O Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Here are the words of the second verse of Jesus in Thy Dying Woes, written by Thomas Benson Pollock in 1840 and sung here at St. John Chrysostom Anglican to the simple tune Song 13, composed by Orlando Gibbons and first published in Hymns and Songs of the Church in 1623. Jesus, pitying the sighs of the thief who near thee dies, promising him paradise, hear thee, hear us, holy Jesus. May we in our guilt and shame still thy love and mercy claim, calling humbly on thy name. Hear us, holy Jesus. O remember us who pine, looking from our cross to thine. Cheer our souls with hope divine. Hear us, holy Jesus. I close this mini-homily with the confession which is used throughout the service. These words are said by all. O my God, I believe in thee, I hope in thee, I love thee, and I grieve that so often I have wounded thee by my sins. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. Please join us again for part three of episode four concerning the third word, Woman, Behold Thy Son.